السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرتي وعلى عرف بالله رومي وقت هذا الشاكي موضع قصة نبر الله مرقناه شيخ يبل هذا كلام في خدمت ہے اس کا تائٹل ہے حفاظت نظر to protect one gaze بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر دل سے تیرا ان کو لگانا بیکار ہے پھر دل پھر ان سے میرا دل کا لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا وہ کیوں پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی بے چین ہے دن رات وہ بدنام زمانہ بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم اختر کی ہے ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں اس دل کا سکون بھی آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ
آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. This is the poetry, the compilation of Hazrat Mullah Shaki Muhammad Afzal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was known as the Rumi e Waqt, the Arif e Zamana, the Mujaddid of the time. These ash'ar that Hazrat has, that we are privileged to hear, are couplets of love and expressions from the deep felt recesses which expresses the connection with which a person should have with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and great lessons. As Hazrat Wala has explained, that these are not just for listening for the purposes of entertainment, but in each stanza and each couplet over here are filled and ingrained the great lessons of the love and the ma'rifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, for which we are all gathered here. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant it to us through His fazl and karam. So this is a very important aspect, topic, and this was Hazrat Mullah Shaki Muhammad Afzal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali when he had come to South Africa. This is something which he had literally opened our eyes to, that we were involved, we were carrying on with our practices of deen, but this one aspect which was very, very, wasn't really discussed as an open, Hazrat opened it up very, very aptly and explained to us in great detail the benefits and the harms of one's gaze, meaning safeguarding one's gaze, how much of benefit there are in it, and abusing one's gaze, lustfully glancing, what great losses and harms result to a person's iman, and how it affects a person's spiritually, how it affects a person's physically. This in great detail Hazrat had explained. We should try and go over the recordings and enlighten ourselves, and after let us practice upon it and also pass it on to others. So in the first couplet Hazrat mentions that Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana, that as a result of this bepardagi, which means hijablessness, this exposure where women are exposed, their beauty is exposed, and where it has become very common, as we see today, as a result of this, the times have become difficult, the times have become constrained. Anko ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. And when a person now, because of this exposure, he starts looking just randomly and carelessly with negligence, he is just looking at all this beauty that is haram, that is impermissible for him, then this has a consequence, it has an effect. And what is the consequence of it is that this has now created a restlessness in the heart. It has resulted in the heart becoming troubled. How often people are suffering from depression and restlessness, and they are not unsure, or they don't know, and they attribute it to many other things. But Hazrat explains to this, just start controlling your eyes and you will find that what you didn't realize, you will start realizing. Mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur, bekaar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. So one is the problem, what we have discussed is hijablessness, is the bepardagi, is the problem. Now Hazrat gives us the antidote, the solution. And this is the great benefits of sitting in the company of the Ahlullah, the Allah wala, that the problem is discussed, and is not just left over there, but then the antidote, the solution is also given. And by which when you implement it, then we find great benefit. If a person goes to a doctor and he is taking, he is narrating his illnesses, or the doctor is diagnosing what his illness is, and when he prescribes the medication, if you don't take the medication, then a person will not benefit. So here, the medication, the antidote to this, as it says, is that this aging, this beauty of the face that you are glancing at, that you are being impressed with, by which you are consuming and you are taking enjoyment, then do understand and do realize that the process of aging definitely will create a change in this figure that you are looking and you are admiring today. So, bekaar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. So that which you are gazing and you are taking enjoyment from now, do understand that it is a futile act to be taking enjoyment from something that is not going to be lasting. This which is looking beautiful now, the end result of it is going to be terrible. Look at it, and Hazrat will explain towards the end, that the end result of this beauty that you are looking at now, the end result is death. And the death of that person, when the aging and the death takes its effect on a person, when the smell starts emanating, the beauty starts diminishing, worms, etc. starts and pus comes out from those places, those sockets that you were looking at enjoying. So how terrible it is. So that is the end result. So your antidote for what you're looking at and you want to take enjoyment from, take it from this antidote and look at the end result. Lekin agar anko ko na tu unse bachaye, that if you do not listen and you do not safeguard and control your eyes, then naturally, and it's going to be impossible for you then to control your heart. This restlessness of the heart is directly connected to the eyes. Just safeguard your eyes, look after your eyes, and you will find sukoon and tranquility will then descend onto your heart. Anko ki hifazat mein is dil ka sukoon bhi ko nas kare tujhse koi aur bahana. That there's a direct link with the eyes and the heart of tranquility. That if you want this tranquility, it is directly linked to you safeguarding your eyes. Even though your nafs will prompt you and will make different types of excuses for you to justify your looking. Your nafs will say to you, just look one time. It's permissible. Just one time is permissible. It's not permissible. But it will tell you, no, the one time is maaf. Look one time and then you're not going to get another opportunity. Then after you can make tawbah. But this is just, don't ever obey this prompting of your nafs. Doka hai tujhe lutfe haseeno se milega. This is a complete deception that by looking at these beauties that you are going to get an enjoyment. Rather, you will be strung up with the evil consequences of this looking will be restlessness. And this is just Iblis ke kehne se kabhi us pe na jana. This is a prompting of Iblis, of Shaitan. He's just whispering on you to just do these things. But don't ever obey Iblis in his promptings. Pagal ki tarah pirte hai ushaqi majazi. That those people who have got themselves involved in this illicit relationships, this temporary relationships, or this temporary love, and they got involved in infatuation, then the result was they started wandering around like mad people, in madness. Like how we see a person is mad, and when it's in English they say, love is blind. So you became blind or you're mad in love. So a person who is mad, then he doesn't differentiate, he doesn't think, everything is just closed up to him, blind to him. That bechain hai din raat ye badnaam hai zamana. Then day and night, this person becomes is involved in disrepute and in dishonor. So rehna hai agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat. So this, with great love and affection, Hazrat Hakim Sahib is explaining that if you want a life of tranquility, of sukoon and of peace, then anko ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Then just let your eyes meet with the eyes of these fake beauties. Just don't get this direct eye contact. And when Hazrat used to explain it, then he used to give this example that like two vehicles, they are coming in opposite directions, like we're driving night time. So we got our lights on. So what happens if it's a night and two oncoming vehicles have their bright lights on? So a dazzle takes place. So you are blinded. And in that process, what happens? Then an accident takes place. And in that accident, how many lives are lost? What financial life, financial loss, loss of life, and what else takes place? So likewise, just the antidote is don't gaze directly. Don't stare directly. Many a times a person doesn't have to speak with the words, but just with the eye, not even the wink, but just between the eyes, a lot of communication takes place. So Hazrat is teaching us, just don't let the direct gaze, avoid that also, and immediately you will be safe from much. And then Hazrat used to jokingly say that we should be fortunate that Allah Ta'ala didn't make it such like in the cars you got this dimmer switch. So you just put your dimmers and then the lights, you get dim switch and then you get bright switch. So now if you are walking past, Allah didn't make it such that you got a switch at the bottom of your heel. So every time a lady is coming, you have to pick your heel up and press the button. No, very easy it is. You just lower your gaze and pass. And once she passes, then you can look and look at all the other qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Akhtar ki ek baat hai nasihat ki suno tum in murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. So this is just one advice that I'm rendering with great love and affection, that listen to this one advice of mine, that then these beauties that are dead, then just don't let your heart be attached to them. And Hazrat was explaining this also in the ayat of the Kareem. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim. It's a command that tells to the believers that they should lower the gazes. And this doesn't apply only to the men, but to the ladies as well. وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُدْنَا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. They also should be lowering the gazes. And in the Hadith Sharif it is mentioned that النَّزْرُ سَحْمُ مِنْ سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومِ. That this gaze, looking at females or looking lustfully at whether it's females and also boys, that beardless boys, this is equally also impermissible. So this is not only is it an arrow, but it's a poisonous arrow from shaitan. The effect of when you are stuck with an arrow, yes, you can pass away, but if you are stuck with a poisonous arrow, then it's guaranteed you can pass away. So this nazar, this lustful glances cause a great destruction to our spiritual iman. And then also Hazrat used to say that this disrepute and dishonor, a person may be wearing a khanka, topi, kurta, everything, but he gets involved in this, Allah Pak protect us, then what the opposite party will come and they will hit you. They'll hit you with the chumpers and the sandals, and your glass will go one side, your khanka topi will go one side, and everybody will say, look at this particular, how. So save yourself from disrepute, dishonor, start safeguarding your gaze. And then Hazrat says that this nare shahwat, this fire of lust, how can one save oneself? This you can save yourself by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the extinguishing factor is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be making an effort that Allah that the love of Allah comes into us, and we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to His fazl and grace that He should protect us from this. It is really very severe consequences. May Allah protect each and every one of us to His fazl and grace.